Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. I'm your host, Host A.
And I'm Host B. It's Friday, and we've got a lot of local news to get through before the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, we need to talk about this weather right off the top. It's starting out relatively mild today. We're currently sitting at 67 degrees with some broken clouds and a light north wind at 4 miles per hour. Yeah, we'll see a high around 86 degrees later this afternoon, which is right on par for our average July highs. But you really need to enjoy today because things are about to shift dramatically.
That's right. The National Weather Service has issued a heat risk warning ahead of a massive new heat dome that is expected to impact large parts of the United States this weekend.
By Sunday, that heat dome is going to push into the Midwest, and we could be looking at some seriously record-challenging temperatures right here in Kent County. If you have outdoor plans, you need to take this seriously. Stay hydrated and try to avoid any strenuous outdoor activities during the peak afternoon hours. And it's not just the heat. Meteorologists are also monitoring the transition out of this extreme heat early next week, which could spark some severe storm activity as the pattern breaks. We'll keep you updated on any air quality or severe weather alerts, but for now, prepare for a sweltering weekend. Let's get into today's top stories.
For our first story today, we're looking at a major development for downtown infrastructure. The Grand Rapids City Council has officially approved a new $35 million downtown transit hub.
This is a project that's been in the pipeline for a while, and it's finally getting the green light. The hub is going to be located on the current Dash parking lots near the highway, and it's designed to completely overhaul how public transit operates in the city core.
Exactly. Right now, if you're taking the Rapid, the central station operations are getting pretty cramped, and transferring between certain routes can be a headache. This new facility is going to consolidate multiple bus routes, provide seamless links to the Dash system, and lay the groundwork for future bus rapid transit lines.
The Silver Line bus rapid transit has been a huge success, and this hub will act as a central node for expanding that BRT network to other parts of the city. If we want to connect the growing suburbs in Wyoming and Kentwood to the downtown core efficiently, you need a facility that can handle that volume. The funding breakdown is pretty interesting here. Out of that $35 million price tag, $20 million is coming from federal infrastructure grants. The remaining $15 million is being covered by local municipal bonds that the city approved earlier this year. So the direct burden on local taxpayers is somewhat mitigated by that massive federal injection. That federal money comes with some stipulations, mostly focused on sustainability, which is why the design includes a massive solar canopy over the main boarding area. They're also installing over 20 high-capacity EV charging stations, specifically for the Rapids' expanding fleet of electric buses.
And the building itself is aiming for LEED certification. They're incorporating permeable pavement in the remaining parking areas to reduce stormwater runoff into the Grand River, which ties nicely into that $10 million river restoration grant we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It's a very forward-looking design, but as with any major downtown project, it didn't pass without some pushback. We saw a lot of local business owners at the council meeting on Tuesday night, and their primary concern was parking. Right, because this hub is being built on existing Dash lots, the city's effectively eliminating about 300 surface parking spaces. And if you listened to our episode a couple of days ago about the heated debates over downtown parking rates, you know this is an incredibly sensitive issue right now. Absolutely. You have downtown retailers and restaurant owners who are already worried that increased parking rates are going to drive customers away to the suburbs. Now, you're telling them that 300 spots are vanishing entirely. One restaurant owner testified that his staff relies on those specific Dash lots because they're affordable for hourly workers.
The city's counterargument is that by improving the transit infrastructure, fewer people will need to drive downtown in the first place. The Planning Commission estimates that the new hub could increase daily transit ridership by up to 15% within the first 2 years of operation.
Which is a great goal, but it's a tough sell for a waitress who needs to park her car right now. The council did add an amendment to the proposal, requiring the city to conduct a localized parking mitigation study before construction begins in October. They're going to look into leasing private garage spaces to subsidize parking for downtown workers during the transition.
Construction is slated to start this fall, with an aggressive timeline aiming for completion by spring of 2026. That means we're looking at about 18 months of significant traffic rerouting around that highway corridor.
Oh, it's going to be a mess. If you commute through downtown, you're going to want to pack your patience starting in October. But long term, this is exactly the kind of infrastructure a growing city like Grand Rapids needs. It also ties into the broader vision for the riverfront. With the amphitheater project moving forward, having a high-capacity transit hub just a few blocks away is going to be crucial for managing the influx of visitors on event nights. That's a really good point. You can't drop a 12,000-seat amphitheater into downtown without a robust way to move people in and out efficiently. This transit hub is really the linchpin for a lot of these larger development dominoes falling into place.
Moving on to our next story, the Medical Mile is getting another massive upgrade. Corewell Health has announced a $40 million expansion of the pediatric wing at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital.
This is huge news for the region. Just 2 days ago, we talked about Corewell's major expansion of their downtown research facility. They are clearly in a massive growth phase right now, and this latest investment is aimed directly at addressing a critical shortage of specialized pediatric beds in West Michigan.
The numbers really tell the story here. The expansion will add 25 new specialized beds to the hospital, including a significant footprint increase for the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU. According to the press release, Helen DeVos Children's Hospital has been operating at near capacity for its specialized pediatric units for the better part of 2 years.
Which is a terrifying thought for any parent. If you have a child who needs critical, specialized care, the last thing you want to hear is that there isn't a bed available. The hospital president noted in the announcement that they've actually had to transfer some patients to facilities on the east side of the state because they simply didn't have the room. That's exactly what this $40 million is meant to solve. By adding these 25 beds, they're not just increasing capacity, they're upgrading the technology. The new NICU rooms will feature state-of-the-art monitoring systems and will be designed as single-family rooms. That shift to single-family NICU rooms is a massive trend in pediatric healthcare right now. Studies show it significantly improves outcomes for premature infants because it reduces noise, lowers infection risks, and encourages more skin-to-skin contact with parents by giving them a private, comfortable space to stay overnight.
It's worth noting that a significant portion of this $40 million expansion is being funded by private philanthropy. The Helen DeVos Children's Hospital Foundation recently wrapped up a massive capital campaign, and the community response was overwhelming.
West Michigan has always had a strong culture of philanthropy, especially when it comes to healthcare and children. Seeing those donor dollars translate directly into 25 new specialized beds is incredible. It means families won't have to travel to Detroit or Chicago for world-class neonatal care.
Exactly. When your child is in the NICU, being close to home, close to your support system, and close to your own bed makes an unimaginable difference for a family's mental health.
The expansion is also going to have a notable economic impact on the city. Corewell expects to create approximately 150 new permanent healthcare jobs once the wing is fully operational. We're talking about specialized pediatric nurses, respiratory therapists, and support staff.
Finding the staff to fill those 150 roles is going to be the next big hurdle. We all know there's a nationwide nursing shortage, and recruiting specialized pediatric staff is even more competitive. Corewell did mention they are partnering with local universities, including Grand Valley State University, to create direct pipeline programs for nursing graduates.
The timeline for this project is pretty tight. They're aiming to break ground next month, with the goal of opening the new wing by late next year. Because they are building onto the existing structure rather than starting from scratch, the construction phase is going to be incredibly complex.
Yeah, trying to do heavy construction while keeping a critical care hospital fully operational is a logistical nightmare. They're going to have to carefully manage noise and vibration, especially when you're working right next to a NICU, where you have premature babies who are incredibly sensitive to environmental stressors.
Not to mention the impact on Michigan street traffic. Between this expansion and the new research facility they just announced, the Medical Mile is going to be a maze of construction equipment for the next 2 years. It's the price of progress, but it really does solidify Grand Rapids as a regional hub for pediatric medicine.
All All right, before we get out of here for the weekend, let's hit a few more stories real quick in our Friday roundup.
Sounds good. Let's get into it.
Good news for local history buffs. The Grand Rapids Public Museum has officially announced they are extending their incredibly popular Ancient Egypt exhibition through the end of August.
That exhibit has been selling out almost every weekend since it opened. If you haven't had a chance to see the artifacts yet, you've got a little more time, but I'd highly recommend booking your tickets online before they disappear again.
Heads up for weekend drivers. The Kent County Road Commission has announced major closures on northbound US 131 starting tonight at 9 p.m. for critical bridge maintenance.
We've been warning you about these summer road projects. Expect significant detours if you're heading through downtown this weekend. Crews are scheduled to have all lanes reopened by 5 a.m. on Monday, just in time for the morning commute.
The West Michigan Whitecaps just unveiled plans for a $5 million upgrade to LMCU Ballpark, which will include wider concourses, upgraded concessions, and new group seating areas.
It's great to see them investing in the fan experience. They are aiming to have all the renovations completed in time for opening day next spring, which gives us all something to look forward to over the winter.
And finally, Grand Valley State University is reporting its largest incoming freshman class in history for the upcoming fall semester, with over 4,300 new students expected.
That is a massive influx of students heading to the Allendale campus next month. It's a great sign for the university's growth and definitely a boost for the local economy in Ottawa and Kent counties.
And that's going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thanks so much for joining us. Please stay cool and safe out there this weekend with that heat dome moving in. Remember to check on your neighbors and pets. We will be back on Monday with more local news. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay hydrated.